our discussions were centered around the labor law reform and the reports that were being brought through the newspapers from different cabinet ministers. Those were the major concerns to us. So we felt that we needed to have a discussion with the Minister of Labor so that he could clarify this point. And I'm happy to say that according to his opinion, the labor law reform is yet to be finalized, and that ourselves as a bona fide labor movement, we will be invited to make input to the labor law reform. But we also indicated to him that he should be mindful of the fact that the Labor Act itself was known to be non-compliant with the ILO conventions, and these have been the issues put across to government from time to time. But what we seem to hear from the employers is that the Labor Act is more in favor of the employees, something that is completely different. And we appear to be agreeing on that. We also discussed about the productivity indexing that the employers are talking about. And what we are saying is that if we have to talk about any productivity indexing method, there are technical issues involved. So what we were saying to the minister is that as much as we all want productivity, but it appears people are talking from different angles, and perhaps we need to come together and discuss about how we can come up with a functioning productivity center, which is, of course, under the Ministry of Labor.
What did the minister say to all of these concerns?
He was very much in agreement. He was very much in agreement saying that, yes, we need to revive the productivity center. And that's exactly the way to go as a nation if we are to examine all issues relating to productivity. You know, once we do that, each industry can aggregate the time which is being spent at work against what is being produced. But we are also saying, as we do so,